This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
All right, here we go. It is Friday afternoon, short week because of the Memorial Day holiday weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us. So we're learning that the LSU Tigers are in a lightning delay right now. So we don't exactly know when the game's going to start. I'm not sure yet if we're going to the pregame at 1:30. We're finding out about that. So we might be on a little longer than 30 minutes. And these lightning delays sometimes can last for a long time. So we've got a lot to talk about on this Free for All Friday. Not sure how long we're going to be, but we'll be here. All right, reach over there and crank it up. This is what you've been working for. All right, Friday afternoon and Free for All Friday. I spent much of the morning, well, not much of the morning, but I spent a lot of time this morning thinking about and then also going to the juvenile facility. It's the New Orleans Study Center. It's part of the Juvenile Justice Center here in New Orleans. And Councilman Freddie King Jr. Joined me there, and he's really a good guy. I mean, I really like this guy, and his intent is really very, very sincere, and he really cares about these young juvenile offenders. So I sat face-to-face with five juvenile offenders today and talked to them, and it was an amazing conversation. I didn't really learn anything new, but what I thought was confirmed. And it's really sad. And I know that a lot of you have this really hardcore, rough attitude toward juvenile African-American offenders. I don't know why. I mean, you watch the news and you act like every young African-American is a criminal. But I've talked to you about this many times. If you want to be that stereotypical with young black males, then are you a middle-aged white male? Well, if you are, let's just assume that you and all middle-aged white males are into child pornography. Well, let's assume that. Because the overwhelming majority of offenders we see when it comes to child porn charges, they're middle-aged white guys. So if you don't want to be stereotyped, then be fair and don't stereotype young black males. And there were a few in this group of five that really just, you know, you would never have put them in this situation. This system and what I learned about the system that we have here in New Orleans seems to do a really good job. And these five young men seem to really have a great attitude and a desire to change. And I'm not going to get into that too much this afternoon. We're going to talk more about this on the show Monday when we have a full show. And again, if you're just tuning in, I'm Scoot. It's a Free for All Friday. We were scheduled to just be on the air for 30 minutes. But as you know, there's some scattered showers around, and the LSU game, the pregame was supposed to start at 1:30. So we thought we only had a half hour show. but now LSU is in a lightning delay. So I don't know if the pregame is going to start at 1:30, but it looks like we may be on the air a little longer, which is fine with me. So look, breaking news this afternoon, Pelicans forward Zion Williamson is accused of rape in a Los Angeles court filing. The unidentified plaintiff claims that her relationship with Williamson began in 2018. He was at Duke University at the time. She says the relationship grew abusive in the 2020s. Now, according to the civil filing, the woman says that Zion Williamson first raped her in September of 2020 in a home that Williamson was renting in Beverly Hills. She claims Williamson raped her again in October of that year in the same home. The court filing goes on to accuse Zion of physical abuse, including strangulation, death threats made against her and her family, and suffocation until she lost consciousness. I mean, these are serious charges. The suit also claims that Zion Williamson tracked the woman's location around the clock, monitored who she was spending time with, followed her home from work, or sent someone else to follow her, going through her phone and laptop and entering her residence without permission to wait for her to get home. The complaint says that this happened in California, Texas, and Louisiana. The relationship ended in 2023. In a statement with our partners at NOLA.com, Sam Taylor, the woman's attorney, says, quote, "We and our client don't want to litigate this in the press. This is a very serious case, as reflected in the allegations." There's been no comment from Zion Williamson, the Pelicans, or the NBA. This is serious. Now, I know through a friend that Zion Williamson has spent a lot of time at the penthouse gentlemen's club in the quarter. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. It's totally legal. It's perfectly fine. I have heard stories that he has fathered children. I don't know that for a fact, but I've heard those stories. You know, yesterday I talked about the $500 million counter lawsuit for defamation of character that Smokey Robinson has filed against four female accusers who worked for him, claiming that he sexually assaulted them. And I got into the whole conversation about Kobe Bryant, what happened with him involving a situation with a 19-year-old female. And I talked about how there are some women who are after money. And there was a woman who was trying to get pregnant by Drake in order to extort money from him. And then when she found out that he had put cayenne pepper in his condom after the fact to prevent anything from happening, I think she sued him because of the burns that she suffered. She was trying to impregnate herself to extort money. I don't know what ultimately happened with that particular case, but you know, these situations are so difficult to judge because you and I just don't know enough to pass judgment here. I don't know about Zion Williamson. I don't know what kind of person he is. I shared with you a few things I shared with you something that I know, and then I talked about how we've all heard a lot about other things that he may have been responsible for. But, you know, I can't help but think about this, and I'm sure you noticed the same thing. Zion Williamson, according to the civil filing, first raped her in September of 2020 in a home he was renting in Beverly Hills. She claims that he raped her again in October of that same year in the same home. So without placing blame on her, I can't help but wonder, well, if she was raped, why did she go back with him to the same home? I mean, this is something that I just find very confusing. We do know that women stay in abusive relationships, and they're sometimes afraid to get out of those relationships. Is that what's going on here? I don't know. It could be. But I can't help but think that here's somebody raped in September of 2020, and then she goes back with Zion Williamson to the same home in October of that year, just like, you know, a month later. And she apparently is raped again. So again, I don't know. I don't know what's going on here. It's easy for us to pass judgment. It's easy for us to stereotype. And there have been some professional athletes in the past who have done terrible things. There have been some professional athletes who have taken advantage of their money and their celebrity status, and they have done horrible things to women. But that doesn't mean that Zion Williamson has. And I hope everything's cool, because I want him to be on the Pelicans lineup when the Pelicans return next season. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, again, we're not sure how long we're going to be on the air. The Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Ian is off today. Coleman is our studio producer. Let's go to Coleman with an update on the LSU Lightning delay.
Yeah, as of right now, look like we're doing a full show. Seems like first pitch is projected to be at 6 p.m. today.
Okay, all right. Well, yeah, this will be fun then. All right, okay, so full show today. That's cool with me. This is my job. Love spending the afternoon with you guys, so we'll do a full show today. Right now, the President of the United States is essentially saying goodbye to Elon Musk. Elon Musk is leaving Doge. Elon Musk is leaving the political spotlight. So, you know, I guess he gave all this money to Donald Trump, and I think it was somewhere around $280 to $300 million to help him get reelected. He endorsed him, and Elon Musk really became co-president for a while. I mean, he was in the Oval Office. He was making decisions concerning this this government efficiency group known as Doge, and a lot of people were PO'd about this because Elon Musk was not elected. Did Elon Musk get what he wanted out of this, which was a lot of publicity? The publicity hasn't helped him. A lot of people think less of him. A lot of people who admired him think less of him now. And Tesla is kind of tanking. And the whole Cybertruck thing, which we've talked about this week, is depreciating significantly all the time. And so, I mean, if you want a Tesla Cybertruck, this might be a good time to get one. I believe the damages that have been done to Tesla Cybertrucks, I believe that has kind of disappeared. Doesn't seem like that's happening. And I haven't heard recently about Tesla vehicles being vandalized or Tesla dealerships being vandalized. So that should never happen. There should be no vandalizing of Tesla vehicles or Tesla dealerships. And so, anyway, if you want to pick up one, I think you could probably get one for a lot less right now. But anyway, Elon Musk is essentially leaving the political public spotlight, at least for now. And the President of the United States is in the Oval Office. Elon Musk is there, and the President is saying goodbye to him. And I'm thinking at this point, I mean, good riddance. I mean, this guy seemed to come in with this attitude like, well, you know, we need to cut here and cut there. And a lot of people lost their jobs. And, you know, that's easy for Elon Musk. I mean, he's like the richest guy in the world and has all this money. So it's easy for him to say, well, we need to cut back here and fire all these people. So I never felt like his heart was in the right place. I never felt like he was the right person to be making these decisions. All right, if you've got a comment, the Okanar Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air. It is Friday afternoon, and we're going to have a full show today because the first pitch for LSU in the NCAA tournament, the first pitch is scheduled for 6 o'clock tonight. So we knew there was going to be some rain this afternoon. We just didn't know exactly when, but apparently it is close enough and around Baton Rouge to where first pitch is going to be 6 o'clock. All right, we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
On WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, it was on this day in 2002 that Diana Ross voluntarily entered a Malibu drug and alcohol rehabilitation center called Promises to, quote, clean up some personal issues before embarking on a summer concert tour. Well, that concert tour must have been later in the summer because she was going to apparently have a little bit to clean up before going out on that that tour. But, I mean, good for her. You know, a lot of celebrities check into rehab centers. And I don't ever remember a celebrity suffering in terms of their image because they checked into a rehab center. I mean, it's almost like, hey, yeah, you know, I guess they're kind of cool. You know, they're drinking and doing drugs. And, you know, I mean, look, unfortunately, that to a lot of young people is seen as a kind of a cool thing. It shouldn't be. There's nothing really that cool about it. I mean, if you know, if you have a couple of drinks, you have a couple of drinks. If you do some drugs and don't hurt anybody, well, that's, you know, that's another thing. But you know, it was, you know, there were people who actually thought that was, you know, a sign of, man, they're party people, man, they're cool. But it's not cool. And a lot of people have checked into to rehab centers. But again, I don't remember anybody really suffering a bad image. All right, I'm Scoot. It is a free-for-all Friday. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about or anything you want to talk about, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Also, I will get some comments from the Scoot on the Air Facebook page and from Instagram, and did a number of things. The last thing that I posted, last video I posted, was should young generations be taught Dayat dialect? Dayat dialect. Or should it just disappear? And do you agree with me? Well, watch the video and make your comments, and I'll share some of those comments. And then also, what else did I post? Also, I posted I posted that this is not the first time that I have disagreed with a conservative podcaster, but Ben Shapiro was bashing, we talked about this yesterday, Ben Shapiro was bashing J-Lo, Taylor Swift, and Katy Perry for acting too young for their age. Said they were masquerading as 17-year-olds. And man, some of the responses were really, really cool. You know, people realized that Ben Shapiro is a stick in the mud. And look, I'm not talking about his politics, but I mean, he's a real straight-looking guy. And if you want to be a straight-looking guy, there's nothing wrong with that. But man, Shapiro's got no business, you know, criticizing people because they don't want to act their age or they want to act younger than they are. And, I, you know, I'm not a doctor, but I know that there's a relationship between having a youthful, positive attitude and good health, especially good mental health. So, you know, don't tell me I have to act my age. Don't tell me I have to look my age. If Ben Shapiro's 41, he looks 50. I mean, he could not be more conservative looking. Anyway, so we're now learning that Zion Williamson, who is being accused of rape by his ex-girlfriend, is going to countersue. It's going to be a defamation lawsuit, kind of like Smokey Robinson is doing. And as soon as we get a statement from them, we'll read that on the air for you. All right, we're going to go to Coleman with some of your text messages here in just a few minutes. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, and I thought we were going to just have a 30-minute show today because the LSU pregame was supposed to begin at 1:30, about right now, and the first pitch was going to be at 2 o'clock. But because of lightning in the area, and we knew there was going to be a chance of rain today, we're going to have a full show. And LSU's first pitch, after consulting with the meteorologist, LSU's first pitch is going to be at 6 o'clock. Now, look, here's what I'm concerned about with LSU. LSU's kind of been slacking recently. And, you know, I didn't like what I was hearing in the media about, well, LSU doesn't really have to win the Southeastern Conference tournament. They're a great team. They're a high-ranked team. You know, they're going to probably get a regional. LSU's, you know, they're in. They don't have to play well. I think once you start slacking, I think that can be contagious. And I don't like the idea that LSU does not seem to be as aggressive as they have been. And this could work against them. I hope it doesn't. I hope they, you know, take everything really seriously and pick it up from this point on. But it concerns me when teams think they've got it made, they think they don't really have to win, so they don't win. And I just think that's a bad mental precedent for the team. But, you know, let's see if LSU comes storming out tonight at 6 o'clock. All right, again, Free for All Friday, and if you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Ian is off. He is moving over the next couple of days. And let's go to Coleman with some of your text messages.
This text says, Zion was in a funk for a little while and didn't seem to want to play. Maybe this has something to do with
it. Well, you know, I don't know. I'll tell you this, and I have a source. And I had heard that Zion, remember when Zion got well, he was physically well, but there was something about how he wasn't mentally ready to play, and so he didn't play. Do you remember that? That was, what, last year? Well, at the time, my source was telling me that Zion was spending a lot of time at a gentleman's club in the quarter. And I'm thinking that, you know, if you're an athlete, you have a responsibility to be mentally ready to play when you can play. And I thought it was wrong, and it was just a slap in the face of the fans for him to be physically ready to play, but he wasn't mentally ready to play. But yet, I guess he was playing in other ways. So, I mean, I don't know what happened there, honestly. But you have a responsibility to be ready to go. I mean, when you're physically ready, you've got a responsibility to be mentally ready to get in the game. And it seemed like Zion was not. And that disappointed me.
This text says, well, what good is Zion anyway to the Pelicans? He hardly shows up for work.
Well, I mean, that's been a problem. That's been a problem. He's had a lot of injuries. And I've talked about this a lot. Zion Williamson is kind of a freak of nature. He's so big, but he's so agile and so fast that I wonder if his agility doesn't really match his size. And being that agile and carrying that much weight, being that big, that might just naturally lead to more injuries.
All right, just want to inform you that, 6 p.m. is an estimated projected start. It's not official, so
okay. Keep that in mind. Estimated projection.
It's an estimated projection, not the official.
Well, why don't they just play tomorrow? You know, I don't know. I mean, tomorrow's going to be a beautiful day, but I know everybody's, you know, eager to go. I mean, I'm assuming there were a lot of fans at Alex Box Stadium, you know, ready for the Tigers to take the field, and so now there's an estimated projection of 6 p.m. tonight.
All right, concerning back to Zion, I think this, I smell BS. I think this is a money grab.
You know, it could be. I mean, again, the thing that bothers me most about this is that this ex-girlfriend, when she was in a relationship with Zion Williamson, she goes to his house. She says that she was raped in September of 2020. She goes back to the same house with Zion Williamson in October of 2020. Man, let me tell you, if somebody raped me, I ain't going back to that house. I'm not going back with him. I mean, you know, I would think that rape, if it really did happen like this, I would think that's a deal breaker. But yet again, look, I'm trying to be sensitive here because I know there are women who remain in abusive relationships. I'm sure there are some men who remain in abusive relationships, maybe not physically abusive, but emotionally and mentally abusive relationships. And it's a phenomenon that happens. It doesn't make sense to those of us who are, you know, rational thinkers. But, you know, sometimes people are threatened and they feel like they can't leave. They are scared of what would happen if they do leave. I mean, I can't relate to that because I just have never been in that position. Can't imagine that I would ever be in that position. But I do know that is something that does happen.
All right. Going to Elon Musk, this one says, Elon's plays is the long game. The most valuable thing he got was data, our data.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what else he got. He got a lot of publicity, but I don't think it was the publicity he wanted. It turned out to be that a lot of people, conservatives and Republicans, just grew to not like him and not trust him because he was making all these decisions and then, you know, he wasn't elected. And so people really resented that. Like, well, wait a minute. Who are you? Why are you doing all of this? Why? And, you know, a lot of people's lives were affected by decisions that he made. All right. If you have a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So now there's a report out that Elon Musk had intensive drug use. It's been detailed in a new report. He allegedly, according to this report in the New York Times, it alleges that Elon Musk abused drugs as he ramped up to support Donald Trump in 2024 for the reelection, donating millions of dollars. Apparently, he was abusing drugs at the time. According to the New York Times, sources close to Elon Musk allege that he was using ketamine frequently, sometimes daily, to the point that it began to damage his bladder. He's 53 years old, and he also used hallucinogenic mushrooms, ecstasy. Oh, that might explain a lot, because I think he's got a bunch of kids. And the prescription stimulant Adderall. This is according to a report in the New York Times, and he did this all while he was getting ready to support Donald Trump. So, I mean, I hope he's okay now. I mean, he, you know, I'm not going to single him out as a drug abuser, because there have been a lot of people who have been drug abusers. But Elon Musk, according to this report, was a drug abuser to the point where it did start to impact his bladder. So I'm sure there'll be more talk about that. If you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. We'll continue to update you on LSU if anything changes, but the game was supposed to start at first pitch at 2 o'clock. That's not happening because of lightning in the area. There is a lightning delay, and it ultimately might be a rain delay as well. First pitch is expected to be at 6 p.m., but that is an estimated projection, but we'll keep you updated on all of that. And, you know, I guess kind of a fun conversation we could have, since we were going to be doing the LSU game at this time on WWL, maybe a fun conversation that we could have is, I mean, does anybody like baseball anymore? I mean, I know you love LSU. I know you enjoy the you know, LSU playing, but do people, especially young people, do younger generations even like baseball? I mean, my dad's generation loved baseball. My dad was a huge baseball fan. He always tried to get me into baseball, and I never got it. I didn't like it at all. I have come to appreciate baseball as a cerebral game that involves a lot of strategy. And it's really pretty amazing. And when you think about the successful batters have a record of what? 350? You know, that means you're out of 10 times, you go to the plate to bat, you go to bat 10 times, and you're hitting the ball about 3 times. And that's huge if you've got that kind of batting average. All right, if you've got a comment, I mean, like, do you like baseball? Do you enjoy watching it? You know, when I first came back to New Orleans, I was doing the night show here on WWL from 8 to midnight, and my show was constantly delayed or preempted because of LSU baseball. And I found myself really getting interested in even listening to baseball on the radio. You got to really get into the mindset and just really pay attention to it. But, you know, I even got into listening to baseball on the radio. I'm Scoot, and it's a Free For All Friday, and we will be right back on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Pretty well. All right, Free for All Friday on a Friday afternoon, heading into what's going to be a beautiful weekend. I know it's not that great of a looking Friday afternoon. I mean, it's not bad, cloudy skies. But it's going to be really great this weekend. I'm looking forward to taking the drive over to Goshen, Mississippi on Sunday. Rick Springfield starting his concert tour in Florida. It's a 40-city tour, but it's going to be in Goshen Sunday afternoon. Rick Springfield, John Waite, and I think Wang Chung. And there's a new amphitheater in Goshen. I can't wait to see this. I mean, that's really cool that there's this new venue in Goshen, Mississippi, that's between, you know, Biloxi and Pascagoula. And I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be a Sunday afternoon. It really should be a nice night. Was it Sunday night? Sunday? I got to find out what time it is. But anyway, that's going to be on Sunday. All right. If you want to join us on this Free for All Friday, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Hey, Janice, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Hanging in.
Good.
I'm hanging in as usual, doing the best I can here.
Good.
No, two things. First of all, with regard to that guy that you were talking about with the condom.
Oh yeah, I think it was Drake.
Well, after the fact, I mean, it was his. It belonged to him. He could have done anything he wanted with it.
She should
never have touched it. She had no right to put her finger on it.
Yeah, you're right.
It was over, finished, and done, apparently, the way, you know. And so, therefore, she had nothing to do with that. That was his to use and then to dispose of any way he wanted.
No, apparently he tried to dispose of it. But, you know, but isn't it interesting that he felt the need to do that because he was concerned that some woman might try to take advantage of
him? She had no right to touch it.
No, I agree.
She had no right to play with it.
Hey, let's just talk about who would want to touch it.
Right. Yeah, I know, especially after the fact. I wouldn't want to
put my
hands on it.
I'm not getting in the same room with that thing.
No, I wouldn't want to put my hands on it. Not at all. Now, with regard to Trump, some people are not going to like what I'm going to say here. But I'm going to say it anyway. Okay, so tariffs are one thing. But he wants to tariff the world. And you can't do that. He had what was called Liberation Day. Well, I heard that down the road he may have to refund some of that money to some businesses. And that will be called Humiliation Day.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot going on in the courts these days, and we'll see what happens there. All right, Janice, have a great weekend. I'm glad you called the show. You know, so right now in the Oval Office, the president is saying goodbye to Elon Musk. He's saying that Elon Musk is no longer part of Doge. Wait a minute. Didn't the president say not long ago, wasn't he trying to make a big deal about how Elon Musk is not part of Doge? Oh, he's not part of Doge. I mean, I remember hearing that. He's not part of Doge. Well, if he's not part of Doge, then how can he be leaving Doge? I mean, do you see how easy it is to catch these people in these stupid, ridiculous, hypocritical lies? I mean, maybe they just think that Americans are stupid and they're not paying attention. And to some degree, they're right. But I mean, I love pointing this stuff out. It's so easy to pick up on it. Elon Musk, no, he's not part of Doge. When it got really controversial, he's not part of Doge. You know, when he started to get backlash from MAGAites about how he's not elected, but he's got all this power. Oh, well, he's not part of DOGE. Well, now President Trump is saying that Elon Musk is no longer part of DOGE and he's leaving. But how could he leave DOGE if he was never part of DOGE? So, you know, again, it shouldn't be as confusing as it is. Hey, if you're just tuning in and you're expecting LSU baseball because of lightning, and I guess there's a rain in the area, I'll check the radar in a few minutes. Right now in the New Orleans area, I'm at my apartment. I'm doing the show from my studio in my apartment at West End, and I'm seeing some cloudy skies, but I'm not seeing any rain right here. But it would go through Baton Rouge first before it gets here. It's a cold front that's coming through, a cool front coming through here. And it's going to make tomorrow morning and tomorrow night and Sunday morning really, really nice and comfortable. There's going to be less humidity. So that's all really good. But the LSU game has been delayed officially. Originally, it was a lightning delay. And right now, the estimated projection is first pitch at 6 p.m. So if you're expecting LSU, it's going to be coming up. So just stay with us here on WWL. The Archdiocese of New Orleans is offering $180 million in a settlement for 600-plus clergy sex abuse survivors. And that number is not even necessarily the final number. Do you know what this means? I mean, I know you know what it means, but just think about this for a minute. $180 million settlement. And at least over 600 sex abuse survivors. The Catholic Church in the New Orleans area allowed over 600 people to be molested by priests. And I know, I got a message once on social media from someone who said, well, you don't have to be so graphic when I go into detail about this. No, I think I need to be graphic, because when we just say molested, you know, it's just such an acceptable word that I don't think molested really does explain what happens. So I'm going to be a little bit more graphic without being too graphic. And if you're uncomfortable with this, you should be. But you should really feel what these priests did to these young boys. They touched their genitals. They had sex in the only opening that a male can have sex with. Well, I guess there are two. But anyway, so let's just say both of them. I mean, do you know how disgusting that could be? I mean, and how traumatic that would be for a child? And then you can't tell your parents and you're living with this forever? Over 600 sex abusers. And this is why, you know, I don't know if the Catholic Church has really come forward and apologized the way it should for allowing this to happen. And until the Catholic Church apologizes the way it should apologize, and that doesn't mean we apologize or we're sorry for what happened, but I mean really dig deep into an apology about what happened, that I don't think people are going to trust the Catholic Church. There's going to still be this distrust. But I think nothing of making you really visually think about it, not just say, oh, yeah, they molested him. Well, you want to go for dinner. You know, I think sometimes we need to do a better job of talking about what happened so you really feel it and understand. And to do that to little boys, for a priest, somebody that young boys have been taught by their parents to trust, and the priest is touching their genitals and entering them and doing stuff. Yeah, that's a little more graphic than just, oh, molested him. Because I don't want anybody to get off too easily when it comes to this. And just not think about what really happened to these kids. I mean, it's just absolutely deplorable. So, look, I'm Catholic. I still enjoy going to Mass. That's not going to change. But I still believe that the church that I consider myself to be part of needs to do a better job of apologizing. All right, so in the Oval Office right now, in fact, I think it just ended, President Donald Trump said goodbye to Elon Musk. He's no longer part of Doge. Good. Let him go back to doing what he should do, and that is not running the country. He was not elected. He shouldn't be running the country. And look, Donald Trump has got to be thrilled that Elon Musk is no longer stealing the spotlight, because you and I know how much President Donald Trump enjoys the spotlight. I'm Scoot on the Air, Free for All Friday, and we'll be back on WWL. All right, when we come back, I want to tell you a little bit about part of my morning. This morning, I spent time with five juvenile offenders who are right now incarcerated, and I was there with New Orleans Council member Freddie King Jr. We'll talk a little bit about that. Also, there's controversy with the big blockbusting movie Lilo and Stitch. Lilo and Stitch. Yeah, we'll talk about that coming up, too, on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.